Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 140. 140. We start and we begin with Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, which happens to be a fundamental scripture. The scripture on which all these episodes are being done is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So if you've been listening, then you can be able to say it often. I've said it over and over again. So let's go. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And then James 1:22, we are boxing it up with the fundamental scripture. So James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So self-delusion, that is not part of your life in Jesus' name. And we're looking at Matthew 7:21. And in Matthew 7:21, we realize that people were saying, Lord, 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 and they will not enter the kingdom of God. So why would they not enter? He said, many will come to him on the last day and they will say, I prophesied in your name. Another will say, and I cast out devils in your name. Then another will say, I have done wonderful things in your name. But the sad thing in Matthew 7 from verse 21. So they come and say, Lord, Lord, I've done this in your name. And then listen. And then, this is Jesus speaking, and then I will profess unto them. So it's Jesus saying that when they come to me and they say, Master, not even Master, Lord, Lord, it was more than Master, Lord, Lord, I've done this in your name, I've did this, I did that, I did wonderful deeds in your name. Then this is his reply. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Oh, that will not be your story. That will not be your story, but this will be painfully happening to somebody. I don't want this in my life, and I believe you also don't want this in your life, that the Lord will say, I never knew you. Why? Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know, when I was I was coming up in the Lord, young Christian, and I was reading these things, they were so far-fetched from me. I used to wonder about who would do this. But as you walk on in Christianity, you will meet a lot of Christians, and you will see these things played right before you, and you just wonder, why do people do these things? Why do you say you are Christian? Then you realize that it's true that some people are not children of God there, but they are part of the church. I said, this is a truth that hits me, because I used to say, I saw something. I said, no, why wouldn't this person listen? Why wouldn't this person do? Why can't? Why? I kept asking God, why? And then one day he said to me, do you think that this is my child? This is not my son. He is not part of me. This one is not my daughter. He is not part of me. And I said, but look at him. He has climbed so high in Christian. He said, but he's not part of me. And I have been amazed. Amazed. They talk the talk. They know how to pray. They know how to do everything. They even preach so powerfully. But they are not from the tree. They are not part of the vine. So one day I remember tussling it out with God. It was a tussle between me and God. And then he brought my mind to the scripture that somebody planted a wheat, and then in the night the enemy went to sow tares, and then the people came to the king and said, my king, somebody has sown tares in your wheat. What did he say? He said, let them grow together. Oh, let them grow together. I said, that thing pierced my heart. I said, it was like, prepare yourself. You are going to meet them. You are going to meet them. They are going to be part of Christendom.
they are going to do all the things the sons of the children of the kingdom will be doing. They will do it. They will be together with you. It's not possible that everywhere they'll be together. But leave them to grow. Because at the end, as they say so often, tares will stand straight, but when the wheat is laden with fruits, what will it do? It will bow. And when they are fully grown, that's when you see the tares will be straight, the wheat will be bowing. And that is how you'll be able to know the difference between the wheat and the tares. It's an amazing thing. But I believe I'm speaking to people who are part of the wheat. You're so blessed. Bye.